What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is Insanely Chill. And how are you guys? How have you been? It's been a minute since it's been just me. I do have a guest today. Today's episode will be with... I did an episode. There's a British show. Let me start with this, okay? I'll explain the guest today. How's that? So my buddy who lives in London, Nick Gubbins, who you might have seen... Maybe if you've been following me since Vine, you'll remember Devin and I had that Vine account called Devin and Cody Go to White Castle. Real funny shit. Actually, probably my favorite shit I've ever done while we were traveling. That was probably the most productive thing we did while we were traveling, honestly, is do stupid Vines. That's right. We started a company before we left, and we did like software projects the whole time. But the Vine account was the most successful thing that we did. That was the most successful. It was a Vine account where it was kind of just about how much we didn't like traveling, honestly. It was kind of like the underlying theme. So we were living in Australia, and Nick Gubbins was in some of our Vines. He lived with us for a little while. Anyways, he shortly after moved to London and was working. He started a company called Easel. Really cool company. Easel.co is the domain. They're basically like a freelance portal, but like a modern one without all the shittiness of normal contract websites. So if you're looking for someone to do graphic design and whatnot, illustration of some kind, then definitely hit up their website. It's great. So he used to work for a company called Dojo, who has since pivoted from a Yelp, like a modern Yelp type app, to a full-on like new media company. So they are they're a YouTube channel now, and they have a YouTube show. Or I guess they're kind of trying to be, I guess their goal is like the MTV of YouTube in London, which is cool, and they're doing it. They have a lot of really great personalities on there, and they're building like a great fan base. So he hit me up and he's like, they're coming to LA. Do you want to do a show? Do you want to be a guest on one of their shows called Bad Canteen? And I was like, fuck yeah. Hell yeah, dude. And so that happened. They came to LA, and one of their shows is called Bad Canteen. And it's essentially a cooking show for people who can't cook. And so you'll learn more about that in the interview I did with them. Hold on, I'm going to take a sip of my coffee real quick. Oh, that is hot. Wow, I did not let that cool down enough. That is scorching hot. You know, you burn your tongue and it's the worst because you just instantly regret it. But there's nothing you can... It's like the damage has been done. And you're like, why didn't I just wait 5 fucking seconds? Maybe it's just me because I'm not patient. If I pick up something, there's like about a 2-second window before that shit goes directly into my face. Like this, I can feel the warmth, and I can tell it's too hot, but I have to drink it. And it's the same thing. Yesterday I was at Trader Joe's and I got like a little, you know, they do like this little baby cups of coffee. You can just like get a little cup of coffee, and it's almost like not enough to fully satiate your desires for coffee. But for some reason I always go for it anyways. And I filled up that little baby ass Dixie cup. It's like a coffee cup for infants. And I took a little sipski, and right away burned the shit out of my mouth. And right away I was like, God, why? Why? Because now that's just going to suck for a week or two even. I just gave up tasting all my food for about roughly 2 weeks so that I could fucking enjoy this tiny little baby sip of coffee. This little fucking enough coffee for a fucking small baby deer, you know? But actually today I woke up and it feels better. So maybe I didn't burn it as bad as I did. But then I just made it worse with this coffee. Anyways, so what the fuck was I even saying? Bad Canteen. Yeah, it's a great show. Real funny. Basically, they hit me up. They're like, you should, you know, be on this show, talk to these people. And I was like, normally, I don't know. I don't like to collab. And it's even hard for me to like reach out to people to be on this podcast. Just because I'm like... I don't know. It's hard for me. I got, you know, it's a lot of shame involved with the podcast world for some reason. It's just an annoying. Everyone's got a podcast now. It's annoying to be like, hey, man, want to do my podcast? Hey, dude. Hey, man, I got a, I don't know if you know, but I got a podcast. I was wondering if you wanted to be a guest on it, on my podcast where I just, where we talk, we could talk. And so, you know, it's hard for me to reach out to people and feel confident about that, but this time, or even just to like, I don't know. You never know with someone what they're, you know, I know if I do a video with Noel or Kelsey or, you know, someone, Devin, whatever, I know it's going to be Sam. I know it's going to be funny because they're funny people and it's going to be great. Right. But you know, someone random collab or whatever, you're like, you're always kind of rolling the dice on whether that's actually going to end up being funny. And so when I get, you know, requests like this, I'm kind of like, I'm not really sure. If this is something that's going to work for my channel, blah, blah, blah. But I checked out their shit and it's great. You know, they're starting a YouTube show in the right way where they're like, they're finding actual charismatic personalities and they're setting them up in, you know, intriguing situations. And it seems like they're building an actual core fan base, which is really cool to see. And so I was like, yeah, I'll do the show for sure. And then they were like, you want to have them on your podcast? And I was like, yeah, fuck it. Let's talk about cooking. So, you know, in the roughly 40 minutes that follow, I talked to them about living in London. You know, they're, I think, 20 and 19, I think. So they're younger dudes. And you know, just kind of dipping their toes in the entertainment world. And so, and they're real, real funny dudes. So that's coming up. Thank you guys. If you're, you know, still listening to the podcast, I know we got people like the last few episodes have a shit ton of views on YouTube and a lot of downloads as well. So that's great. I know I haven't been doing this individually as much. And so I kind of want to do it every now and then, check in with you guys and just be like, you know, what's good? What's super good? That was awful. But yeah, and the reason why I haven't been doing it alone as much is because I've wanted to focus on my main channel more this year, which has been paying off for sure. And I really am enjoying doing it. Like, you know, for example, this morning I kind of had the choice between doing this or writing another video that I wanted to shoot. And I decided to do this because I haven't done it for a long time. But, you know, more often than not, I'm deciding to work on the main channel stuff instead because, you know, this is time consuming just as anything is. So, you know what? I'm going to set this up so I can sit back. Oh. Damn, I got this fancy new mic and this new little mic stand here, which you can just do anything with a mic stand. Look at that. Now I'm just sitting up, comfy as fuck. I was leaning over before. This is great. I can even put it down here. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I got this new mic to record vocals on because I wanted to be able to, you know, make a full song front to back. I've been producing a lot more. Just in my free time, just making fucking one-off songs and watching a shit ton of producer videos still, which those things, if you're looking to learn how to produce, that's my biggest tip, even though I'm not, you know, anybody yet. But I'm learning so much from these goddamn guys that just go on YouTube and just say, all right, today we're going to make this style of song. And they just make it in 10 minutes. And I just watch what, because they're so, they know what the fuck they're doing. And I don't know, that's just how I've been learning recently. So I got this mic so that I can start recording stupid vocals and auto-tuning them and whatever. You know, make some pop hits. But this mic also happens to be one of the best for podcasting as well. So, but this is great. I feel great. I might use this one for my videos as well. I don't know, we'll see. Slowly learning about gear. Gear is something that Noel knows a shit ton about. And I just, you know, 2 years ago when I first got into fucking filming, I didn't know about cameras, DSLRs, mics. I didn't even know what the fuck a record. You know, people like record on recorders, which are like, you know, now I have one for the top of my camera. One of these bad boys. And I had no idea what the shit this was. I remember I filmed Drunk Questions with Jimmy Tatro. And they had a bigger one of these and they put it down on the floor. And I was like, what is that? Like a landmine or something? So slowly learning about all the gear, you know, slowly just buying all of the gear. I just got back from Mexico. Mexico was fucking great. Cancun, it's a great spot. I was at a all-inclusive resort, which is my first time doing that since. My only other time I've been to an all-inclusive resort was I went with my best friend from home, like 5 years, six, no, fucking God, 6 years ago now, something like that. We went to Cancun, we stayed in an all-inclusive, and just, you know, drank and ate a lot. And it was like one of the shitty ones that's like in Cancun. You know, it's probably like $200 per night or something like that, which for an all-inclusive, that has to be cheap. You know what I'm saying? Because you're getting way more value out of that, I feel like. Unless they, you know, are buying tainted alcohol and shit like that. That's a thing that I read before I left. Someone was like, yo, I think it was Noel. He was like, yo, you should check out. He's like, oh, you're going to Cancun? Oh, nice, man. That'll be fun. But, you know, just keep an eye out for the tainted alcohol. And I was like, what? There's tainted alcohol there? God damn it. Now I got to worry about that shit. I can't just go to Mexico and enjoy. You got to worry about. It's like when we went to Bali. People were like, oh, yeah, Bali's great. Bali's a lot of fun. beautiful weather. Great surfing. Just be careful, though, because there's ethanol in the alcohol. And so if you drink it, you'll go blind. So just, you know, make sure you be careful about that. And you're like, oh, how the fuck am I supposed to be careful about that? What am I supposed to do? Smell it? No, kind of smells like gas. No, I'm not going to drink this one. No, it's like you just got to like avoid drinking homebrew, but I wasn't going to do that anyways. And then like, this is the problem. A lot of the clubs there will buy tainted alcohol because it's cheaper they won't buy it purposely tainted, but they'll buy it from people who make it in their place, and they'll get a batch will go wrong. They'll get the percentages wrong, and it ends up making ethanol and tourists drink it and go blind. There's a bunch of stories of people, Americans, Canadians, whatever, that go to Bali and go blind after having a drink there. Fucking scary as shit. And so we were worried about that the whole time we were in Bali. And now, before going to Mexico, Noel was like, yeah, just be, you know, you're going to have fun, man. Sun's great. All inclusive. That's going to be great. You can drink as much as you want. Just, you know, make sure that you don't get fucking drugged and get beaten up by the cartel or whatever. Because I guess that's the thing. You read the articles about it. There's like people like found tainted alcohol, I guess, some people think it's not. It's like a myth, but it's like, you know, tourists have basically like woken up after having one drink and they blacked out and they woke up and they're like, I don't know, kidneys are harvested or something. It's never that bad, but it's just like, you know, I don't know. Some I had to worry about, but you get there. And you worry about it for about 30 seconds, and then you order a drink and just kind of forget about it. At least that's the way. Because you got to live, you know? I don't know. You can't be, let's be like, they'd be like fucking just like avoiding traveling in general because it's dangerous, which it is, you know? Anything is. So, but it worked out. And being at an all-inclusive was just so gluttonous in every regard. There's just no reason why you wouldn't constantly eat and drink. Like, it's not only, oh, it's available if you want it. It's like a challenge. It's like, you got to get the value out of what you paid. So you got to fucking eat and drink every moment of every day, which is exactly what we did. I would wake up. Luckily, I fucking found the motivation to like work out every morning somehow. No idea how I motivated myself. There's one morning where I didn't work out. The rest of the time, I actually ran. And believe it or not, the running, this is every time I fucking hang out with my parents. This happens. I end up running and thinking about, oh, maybe I'd like to get back into running. Huh? Even though after the marathon I did late last year, I was like, I'm never running again. That's it for me and running. This is where, let's go. We had our thing and it was great. But at this point in my life, I just don't think that me and you can be together anymore. And running understood. And so we parted. We went our separate ways. But now, you know, it's that kind of that moment where I'm like, oh, maybe I should text running. You know, give them a call, see how they're doing. And running's going to be like, I found someone else. And I'm going to be a little bit heartbroken. Or they're going to be like, let's get back together. And I'm thinking that might be what's going to happen. For some reason, I had a thought. I was hanging out with my parents and I was like, maybe I'll sign up for it was my sister's boyfriend, actually. He's big into running right now. And he was like, yeah, I think I might do another marathon later in October. And I was like, you know, that gives me a lot of time to train. I could do that as well. And how shitty is that? I told myself I would never fucking do that. I did a whole episode of this podcast where I was like, hell no, I'm never doing another marathon again. And for some reason, that thought is just creeping back up. It's just starting at the base of the brain stem, and it's just floating its way up. And God damn it, I think I might sign up for another marathon. Sucks. It sucks. I know I'm going to hate it, and I know I'm going to hate training and everything, but I don't know why I fucking do it. Why do I do it? I don't know. But there's a little bit of part of me that wants to. So, anyways, so I found the motivation to work out, luckily, because I was eating fucking 5 million calories a day. I have just no self-control when it comes to that shit. None at all. They're like, you want a piece of pizza? And it's like, well, I just ate a whole steak meal. So, yeah. Yeah, give me that pizza. Like, that's what it was like. Go out for breakfast, buffet, eat so much food. Just everything. Fucking churros. Like, I had a full meal of eggs. Like an egg burrito or like an egg scrambled omelet or whatever the fuck. It's a buffet. World, you know, the world's your oyster. There's oysters there, too. And then I would eat pastries on top of that. Be like, yeah, churro for... Not even dessert. It's just like it's like a second entree. And then eat, you know, some weird shit. You know, they're the kind of buffets that you see in Vegas, like breakfast buffets that have Chinese food. And you're like, who the fuck eats General Tso's chicken for breakfast? Me, right now. That because it's here and I need to do that. Because there's no way I'm gonna just pass this by. It's gonna go to waste. They're gonna throw it out. I can't have that. I'm gonna eat dumplings for breakfast. Hot Thai soup for breakfast. The only other time I've eaten sushi for breakfast was at the fish markets in Japan. That shit was bomb. So you'd have breakfast and then you'd go, basically, you know, this is after working out or whatever, you'd finish breakfast by probably like 10:45. So then you're going out and sitting by the pool. And, you wait about an hour and a half until it's socially acceptable to get a drink. Now, there, everyone's drinking by the earliest hour. 10 a.m., they're already, the waiters are coming by like, hey, another drink? And you're like, or like, they're like, hey, you know, what are we thinking? Mai Tai? Mojito? And you're like, it's like 9:30 a.m. And they're like, everyone else is doing it. And you're like, actually, that's true. Yeah, I'll take one. This is what I mean about self-control. I have none. But most days I was able to wait till noon until I guess like, you know, it's a self-imposed, the only self-imposed limit I have, like noon is probably the time where it's not sad to start drinking, not the saddest. And so, noon we'd order a drink and it's not like a normal drink. It's not like a, you know, it's not like I'll just get a cerveza or like a, you know, like a vodka water. Bad example, but like, you know, like a vodka soda, you know, something you drink when you're out in LA trying to watch the calorie intake, whatnot. No, this is like, I'll get a blue pina colada, which is a real drink that they serve. No idea what the blue was. Blueberry pina colada, not sure. But you heavy milkshake-like drinks, multiple per day, right? You start, you have one at noon, have another one at one. You know, mudslides. I'm talking, there's weird drinks there. Like there's one called Midnight Flight to Malibu, which doesn't make any sense because Malibu doesn't have an airport. And it's like a blue liqueur, a green or blue liqueur and a yellow liqueur mixed together and you mix it and it turns all green and you're like, this looks like poison, but I'm going to have six. And it's like so sweet. And anyway, so just that. And then you have lunch, like a snack, which actually was a full lunch. It just felt like a snack because you just go to the pizza bar where they have fucking pizza. You get a whole pizza to yourself and you're like, well, this is just a, you know, like a pre-dinner sort of like laying the foundation. And then you go to dinner after that and have a full, there's like 16 restaurants in that place. It's just like a giant resort. We left the resort one time and I'll talk more about, they had this fucking horrifying experience snorkeling. I'll talk about that on the TMG podcast. Later this week. If you guys aren't subscribed to that, patreon.com/tinymeatgang, or you can listen for free on iTunes. So I'll talk more about that experience, but that was the only time we left the resort. The rest of the time we were just there. And it's weird. They like have activities and shit to make you feel like you're free, even though you're like stuck in this compound. You're not really stuck because nobody really wants to leave, but like you're in a compound and you just stay there. And it's like, I felt like kind of at a certain point, it's just, you know, like we're in a dystopian future where the robots are like running our lives and they make us feel like we're free. And they're like, here, there's a ping pong tournament at noon. And you're like, oh, did you hear about the ping pong tournament? That's going to be fun. Yeah, I wish we could leave this place. What? You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It was a lot of fun, though. All-inclusives are great. Anyways, guys, it's been about 20 minutes now. I talked for a lot longer than I wanted to, but it was great to catch up with you. I got a couple new videos coming up this week that I'm psyched for. And, San Francisco tickets for the Tiny Meat Gang show next week. The late show, it's like 90% sold out. So there's probably like, I don't know, 20 tickets left or something. So if you want to get those, the link for those is on my Twitter. Or I'll put the link in the description for this. So would love to see you. We just kind of finished the show last night. We're going to like start practicing it and shit like that. So we're stoked on it. I'll enjoy the interview I did with the Bad Canteen guys. It's coming up right after this. So appreciate you. And I also watched the episode of Bad Canteen I did with them. It's on their YouTube channel. Just search Bad Canteen and you'll find it. All right? All right, guys, good catching up. Bye.
What's up, guys?
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am joined by Caleb and Scott, two cast members of Bad Canteen, which is a YouTube show out of London. And it's a cooking show. I'm going to be on it today, actually. We're going to go try some hot dogs.
Some weird-ass hot dogs.
Yeah.
they haven't told us yet what's in store for us.
Yeah.
I think there's one that involves rattlesnake, though.
What?
Jesus. Rattlesnake and rabbit hot dog.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, it's really nice, though.
Oh, good. Fucking can't wait for that shit.
To be fair, man, yesterday they had me eating grasshoppers, so...
No way.
Rattlesnake is definitely a step up.
So is this a thing you guys do on Bad Canteen? Is this what the concept is? Tell me about the show.
So the concept of... I'll let you do the concept of the show, and then we'll move back on to what we were just talking about, because that's more what I'm forced to do.
For sure.
So the concept of the show is more like there's six of us who, like, six young people who can't really cook, like, don't know how to cook very well.
Okay.
And we're all like trying to become some of the best chefs in the world. So we're doing this by many means, by trying like weird shit, by like learning how to cook from like some really, really cool like chefs and stuff. And just by doing competitions and stuff. We have like challenges against each other. And we just do a bunch of stuff just to try and like learn how to like cook in general, because it's such a basic skill that lots of people just don't have.
Yeah.
Especially in London, like everyone just gets like takeaways and stuff, and then 100%. Uber Eats delivery.
Is there Uber Eats in London?
Yeah, we
and so you guys just do that shit.
Yeah.
I do that so often.
All the time. I don't know how you can, man. I've found that whilst I've been in LA, every single Uber Eats I've got has been cold.
Cold. It actually is a thing. Like
it's a thing.
Is it?
Yeah, because they sit in traffic for so long. It takes an average of like an hour and 10 minutes to get an Uber Eats thing. Yeah, it used to be way worse too.
Damn.
They used to. Yeah, it was brutal. And but I'm that lazy that I just can't
just
even if it's
it
even cold. If it's cold, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, it's just food.
Yeah. It just shows up raw and cold. I'm like, well, fuck it, I'm not gonna cook, man.
But yeah, that's the culture we're trying to get away from, really. I think like in our day and age, people are sort of age, just like things fast and they just want stuff instantly. And we're just trying to push people away from that. And in terms of that as well, like trying to get people to be more creative in their fields. Because we feel like people are kind of like, it's a reflection of your lifestyle in general. So if you're just sitting there having food just sent to you, it's like in a way that can affect your mindset personally for me. So if I'm just sitting there and I want food and it's just brought to me, it's like, oh, that was quite easy. And then I'm like, oh, I want to do something creative. And it's like, you know, like, I don't know, like subliminally that lifestyle is kind of lazy. And what we're trying to do is just trying to get people to push themselves out of their comfort zone, start making their own foods and trying to promote creativity as well, if that makes sense.
No, it totally makes sense. Yeah. That's something that I preach all the time is just flexing the right brain, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Making sure, because you can be creative in whatever you're doing, no matter how you're an accountant. Actually, probably not. But.
Maybe not everything.
No, like you got to make your spreadsheets in the way you make them. You know what I'm saying? But it's problem solving too.
Add some color to that, you know.
Gold stars.
Yeah, exactly. Color schemes, everything.
But as well, like what we were saying before we went on to that is that my part on the show is they just make me eat stuff I don't want to eat.
Yeah, I know. I watched the steak one.
Yeah.
And you were eating hearts, I think.
Oh, I love that.
Really?
Yeah, heart.
It was a heart, right?
Scott
and it was good?
Any type of meat. Like, it's just the other stuff that he doesn't like.
Yeah, you put a vegetable in front of me and I'll be offended, but you put like a snake's heart in front of me and it's dinner time.
Yeah, and you're like, I'll have two.
He had porridge and he just did not like that.
Porridge?
Porridge, yeah. Man, no.
Just like standard porridge?
Yeah.
Had you never had porridge before?
No.
Oh, yeah, actually. Carly was telling me about this. How you haven't had... Oh, like, yeah. There's certain things you just haven't had.
Yeah, so, like, last year was the first time I tried rice, pasta. I had my first banana when I first met Caleb, yeah. Like...
Before
how have you never banana. Had a banana before?
I literally, when I was like 14, 15, I was heavily into my World of Warcraft.
And oh, okay.
So like I was one of them kids. Like, have you seen the South Park episode where they play World of Warcraft?
Is it a newer one?
No, it's old, but pretty
then
much.
Then I probably have.
Yeah, they all just get really fat because they just have all this food brought to them and they just get so lazy and they just play it 24/7. That was kind of me.
Okay.
So I would just eat food that was ready for me. I would literally, my dinner would be a Monster Munch. Like multi-pack, you probably don't know what Monster Munch are.
But like, I'm like, yep, okay.
Yeah, like, kind of like just like a big share bag of Doritos or something. Okay. I just have that, a couple of cheese strings, some beef jerky.
You're hitting all the food groups.
Exactly.
That's all you really need. You know, cheese, beef.
You get all the essentials in it. It's just like
people
in the
question
wrong
how I'm still alive. But like, I still made sure I was
kind of
having
you're still pretty
one.
Slim, man. I'm not even pretty. You are very like fit. You're not fat.
Yeah,
it's pizza.
Yeah.
Superfood. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It has everything.
Cheese, carbohydrate.
You can have veg in there.
No, you can't.
What do you mean you can't
have? You have meat feast if you're on a pizza.
You can have veg in your pizza.
No, you can't. Who told you that?
Have you ever had pineapple on your pizza? Is that something you're like
let's
against?
Not, let's move on.
You're just offended.
Let's just move on. Let's not go there.
So you're into World of Warcraft and then you eventually got out of it. Like, what? How does that relate to food? Are you just like,
so, no,
you just had the same things over and over again. Yeah, you just never
I was just so lost in this gaming world that I just consumed stuff that
you just
I could just eat whilst playing.
Okay.
You know, like I'd put a pizza in the oven. It would come out burnt. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't care. I'd just eat for sustenance more than flavor.
Just
so
to
that's
stay alive.
Why, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd eat out of necessity rather than pleasure. And yeah, so that's how I got to my 20s.
And just never had a banana. Just
no, man. Like,
it's a tough tea. You can't do the mouse and the banana at the same time.
Oh, I just personally, I hate bananas. Okay. There's just something wrong about bananas, man.
So you didn't enjoy it when you had it for the first time?
Like. No, when I first had it, it was horrible.
What?
Bananas are just way too soft, man.
Okay.
The consistency, the way it is, like the bruises, like whenever I hear about like crazy insects getting like traveling abroad, it's always on bananas. It's always...
It's a good point.
Like,
he's like, ruining bananas for me now.
Yeah, man. That's my aim for bad candy.
Yeah.
Just to ruin bananas. Yeah,
people. Stop eating bananas, guys. It's a lie. Have you also heard as well, you can't eat bananas on an empty stomach?
No.
Because the acid burns your stomach.
I do that all the time.
Apparently it's a thing. I don't know if it's true or not, but I've
I feel like it's just feeding into your propaganda. I don't feel like it's an actual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's propaganda, that means I'm getting somewhere. Yeah. But yeah, man. They made me eat, they tried to make me eat a red banana yesterday.
What's that?
Red banana?
I don't even know it's a thing.
I've never heard that.
So we was doing this blind taste test. Secret. I could see under my blindfold.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sorry, Carly. But pretty much everything on the plate I could see. And there was this banana that was like, looked like it'd been put in the sun. And then apparently, it was a red banana.
And where's that from? Red banana.
I'm not quite sure.
Jesus knows me.
It was red though. It was like a, you know how you see a bruised banana?
Yeah.
It was literally just all bruised.
Huh.
How is that red?
That's bizarre.
I don't know. We're just dwelling on bananas too much. Right? Let's move on.
This is the most anyone's ever talked about bananas.
You're making me feel
ever.
Really uncomfortable.
Do you eat mustard?
I hate mustard.
Really?
You hate mayo?
Because I think there's a lot of mustard at this place we're going to. It's like what you eat with sausages.
Oh, I'm not
is mustard.
That. I'm not doing that. I'm going to get plain, just bun, hot dog, ketchup.
Yeah.
Bun, hot dog, ketchup. Come on, man.
Just bun, rattlesnake,
and ketchup.
That's all you need. What about you? Do you eat everything?
I do eat a lot. My parents like were very good at letting me like try lots of different things when I was younger. But like... I just never used to cook that much. Like my mom was always in the kitchen or my grandma was always in the kitchen just cooking up stuff and he never let me come in the kitchen. And when I did, I always did too much. Like I'd literally go in the seasoning cabinet. I just put like everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. That looks really cool. And that color with this color looks dope. And then it was just like, they'd eat it and they'll just be like,
good or no?
Just like, it's just salt. Like, so they just stopped me from coming in the kitchen. So that's why I haven't really cooked that much. But I did, like, I'm quite good with like more complicated things. but it's simple things that I can't cook.
Yeah.
It's rice. Because you practice for like 20 hours before.
I don't practice yeah, you so at do. All.
You should see this guy when he gets to competition time. Yeah. I swear down, all emotions are out the window.
No way.
He becomes a robot.
Wait a second. Let me talk about how I was robbed in episode four.
Trust me.
We had to do a burger competition.
And Caleb lost.
Scott came higher than me, which makes no like.
Wait, what's a burger competition? Like so you make your own burger.
Essentially, what we was told is like we have challenges. So we did so far. We've done a burger one and a mac and cheese one. So we are just told you're going to be making a burger of any variety against each other, and a burger expert is going to be judging it. So we had a burger expert come in, and
burger expert. Yeah. Where do you find a burger expert?
You just own
phone book.
Yeah,
just go to their burger expert section.
Burger expert. Anyone available? Yeah, yeah.
Craigslist.
Yeah, but essentially, Caleb being Caleb, yeah, he makes like this double stacked chicken waffle teriyaki.
Ooh. Wait, let me explain it. Yeah,
it looked horrible.
It did not look horrible. It
was
amazing.
Dry.
Okay, wait.
I'll let you defend yourself.
I made a chicken burger like within two waffles with chicken thighs, and it like had a Thai slaw on top with like a satay sauce, and then I brushed the chicken with like a honey sriracha like sauce that I made. And
sounds weird. That actually
nightmares.
Sounds good. Yeah. That sounds bomb.
I put it all together.
He has nightmares about it. I think yesterday night I heard him just sleeping like honey slaw. Chicken like it's just that loss. He can't take it.
I put it all together. But then these guys didn't want me to win, so they didn't let me put my sauce on top.
He ran out of time.
I didn't run out of time.
You ran out of time.
How did they not let you?
We have
they
an
physically
hour.
Hold.
They help.
You're not putting the sauce on this damn thing.
We did. 100%.
They
you have an hour to cook. If you don't get your sauce on in that hour, I'm sorry, it doesn't go
Wait
on.
Wait a second. And I made my waffles from scratch.
Did you really?
I brought a waffle machine with me, a waffle maker, and I made my waffles from scratch. Just for that alone, I should have won. Just for this. Ingenuity.
But it was incomplete. You didn't get the sauce on there.
But it was still just like, it was a great burger.
You didn't try
What'd
my
you
burger.
What'd you make?
I just made a simple burger. The reason he's angry is because I made my burger was simplistic. Okay. Out of everyone's, it was the most simple. But that's because I've never made a burger out of scratch before and I can't cook.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, I'm doing it safe. What it's called is a Juicy Lucy. You might have heard of it. I thought it was an LA thing. Apparently not.
No.
But yeah, so a Juicy Lucy is just a burger, and inside the burger you have cheese and bacon instead of having it on top.
Okay. Oh yeah. Totally.
So essentially,
I've actually made one of those before.
Oh, you've made one.
I think so.
Not better than mine.
Yeah. Probably not. Honestly, probably not.
Probably was.
I can't really cook.
You can even see the cheese inside of yours.
Okay, I was just about to say that, Caleb. But if you'd calm down. But yeah, essentially, like there wasn't a lot of cheese and bacon inside the burger, but I made it with a hot sauce, so my meat was quite spicy. And in terms of like the meat flavoring, my burger tasted really nice. Obviously, what I set out to do, I didn't complete. But based on the cooking and how well I cooked my meat and how I seasoned it, the guy said it was better than Caleb's. So therefore, Caleb...
How many attempts did you have it though? You had like five attempts to do this burger. I had one incredible burger. I should have just won. And everyone was telling me that I was going to win before.
It sounds like you went for something too lofty. Your goal, like a gourmet chicken and waffles... Asian inspired.
I was just trying to like.
It was the first.
You just gotta go with the classic Juicy Lucy.
Exactly. It was the first competition too. Like this is the first time we've ever cooked against each other, and this guy is trying to be Heston Blumenthal. Like, I'm sorry.
I wanted to knock it out the park, and I did. I just didn't.
Well, why don't you tell him about you winning the last one?
I won the mac and cheese challenge.
He was so
happy.
Well,
what would you make for the mac and cheese one?
Okay, so
by the way, this is making me very hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Talking about this shit.
Sorry, you got a lot of rattlesnake.
I'm pumped for the rattlesnake. Just about to say that.
I made three cheese mac and cheese stuffed inside of a roasted bell pepper with panko breadcrumbs on top, spiced panko breadcrumbs.
Damn.
On top. And it had like pesto in it as well, the mac and cheese, like a hint of pesto.
You really are. Gordon Ramsay.
I can think out the books and do that stuff. And then it's just like when it comes to like making basic rice or just like putting chips in the oven. Everything just goes downhill.
Okay.
It's just all the worst.
What'd you make for the mac and cheese?
Mess. I made a jalapeno and chorizo mac and cheese quesadilla.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't take into account that mac and cheese is a lot heavier than normal cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I make quesadillas on the reg, so it was kind of like I was feeling confident. But whenever I feel confident, I lose drastically.
Okay.
It was so wet.
Yeah, because like I said, I didn't take into account the ratio. So I put it all together and it just didn't stick and it didn't cook.
Oh.
It was like milk.
And I came
on top of a flour tortilla.
I came second to last on that one. So
who lost to you?
Jordan.
He was okay. The most cockiest person.
He
on
was
that
like, I got my family recipe.
Oh, gotcha.
Smoke everyone.
And he lost. Like, he brought shame to his family that day. But apparently he cooked it when he got home and all of his friends ate it. We didn't see any of that.
Yeah,
but
there's no proof of that.
I was going to ask, is this making you guys actually cook at home? Like by doing the show, or are you just like sick of food by the time you get home, so you Uber eat shit?
No, I find I have cooked a lot more. Like I do kind of cook for my mum and dad now more than I would usually, just because I feel more comfortable. And you know, any experience to beat this guy here.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, people trust me less because of the show.
Okay.
They just hear like back in teen. Oh, you're on back in teen. I was like, yeah, I'll cook for you one day. They're like, nah, it's all right, man.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't want to stuff pepper. I just want
mac and cheese.
But people just think that I'm a really bad cook now. Well, which I'm not the greatest cook, but like I can piece things together.
You're right.
There's just a lot that I haven't like cooked because, okay, so I was brought up vegan vegetarian from birth. So it's like, it's only in the past 3 years that I actually started trying different meats. And like, I only started cooking like meat last year. So there's like a lot of shit that I haven't made.
Okay.
Like, and I haven't cooked. So like, it's always an experiment when I'm cooking meat. Like, I don't know how long to cook it for. I feel like I'm going to give everyone salmonella.
That's what I feel like every time I cook my own meat.
It's just going to poison everyone.
Yeah, I can't even enjoy it because I'm obsessed with like whether or not it's cooked.
Exactly.
Like looking at it before I eat every single bite, searching for any sort of pink in there.
I don't even know what cooked meat is supposed to look like most of the time. Yeah, what does cooked mean? Because you had like a steak and it's like, that's raw in the middle.
But that's steaks are fine.
So with red meat, you don't have to cook it as much as you would white meat. See, white meat has to be white to all the way through. But red meat, you can have red or brown. So medium well, blue, easily.
Blue?
Blue is literally like, they breathe on it and then put it on a plate.
They just go.
It's not cooked at all. How'd you like your steaks?
I eat them like medium.
Yeah.
Because in Canada, or I guess actually this is not true. My parents just used to get them well done.
Yeah.
So like, well, I was raised eating steaks well done. Mm-hmm. And then I came to the States and people were like, what the fuck is your problem? Yeah. And so I started getting them medium and I was like, okay, I understand now. I get it.
It's a lot tastier.
But they'll still ask you here how you want your burger done. And that in Canada, it's like against the law to serve a burger anything other than well done because it's like more. I think so. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, or like against food like regulations and shit. Like your restaurant will get a lower grade because I guess ground beef is like more surface area than a steak because it's I don't know ground and so it's like higher chance that there's bacteria on there. I guess I don't know.
Kind of interesting. So how long have you been in LA for?
Almost 3 years.
Okay, so were you in Canada before?
I was raised in Canada, and then I went to school in North Carolina, went to university, and then moved to San Francisco, and then I traveled. I lived in Australia for a while, and then I moved to LA.
How was Australia?
It was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to live there.
It's like one of my favorite places.
Really?
Yeah.
Really scary.
Yeah, we just...
Insects.
Because of the animals.
Yeah, damn. Man. Like kangaroos.
The koalas.
You can't have your doors open, like because kangaroos will just like walk in your house.
Yeah. Stop.
Kangaroos are crazy.
I've seen videos on Facebook of kangaroos squaring up to people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
they're like not scared at all. We were golfing and they were on the golf course and we just walk right up to them and they just would like, they'd like threaten you.
Wow.
And you're like, all right, hey, this is your turf. I'm a guest. I want no trouble here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We were talking about animals in the car, weren't we?
Talking about
cats.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you bringing up cats?
No, because I just remember that.
Cats and kangaroos. Different ball game, man.
It's animals are animals, man.
That's true.
We're talking about cats having, like, you know how they have, like, 9 lives? He has 6 cats.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to do the math.
You have 6 cats?
Yeah, man.
You do? Or your parents?
No, I live with my parents.
Okay, okay.
I'd take them as my own kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's 6 of them.
Damn, that's a fuck ton of cats.
It is. We were trying to calculate how long they would live for if they all have 9 lives, like together. It was like 1,050 years, isn't it? They'll outlive your grandkids, grandkids, grandkids.
That's the plan. That's where the technology is.
That's why. Carry on the legacy.
You just morph together just like evolve.
So are you guys on the show, like when you said you were inspiring, like I guess people to like be more creative and cook, is it stuck? Because I know like people... I guess my age, when I cook something, I don't want to like follow a long ass recipe. I want to do that like once a month, cook for like an hour and a half. Mostly I want to like learn how to cook basic shit well.
Yeah.
Do you guys do some of that stuff too?
Yeah, so we have, actually you're better off talking about this, the egg episode.
Oh yeah, so we did an egg episode where it's literally just like a back to basis. We just learned how to do poached eggs.
Oh, that's great.
We just had like two recipes with like poached eggs in it and just like learned how to do that. So we have a lot of those episodes that will just be like coming up with like doing just basic stuff and see how you can incorporate that into like a more complicated meal or just into like anything.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to poach eggs before. I always mess up with eggs. Just cracking eggs is just...
Cracking into boiling water, right?
Yeah.
Without
yeah.
using the like... Because you can get like a little metal shit with this like cheater you have to poach get, like, thing.
You have to put like a bit of vinegar in the water.
Oh, right. Oh. Yeah.
And in
really?
That, yeah, you have to stir it and then you have to put the egg in that like stir thing and then you just like take it out and it's poached.
Oh, I made a poached egg the other day. I didn't do vinegar. Didn't do vinegar. Not at all.
How did it turn out?
You know what, mate? It actually came out banging.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually... It was
to whose standards,
it was better than tears. And I ain't even playing. Like, Carly can back me.
She says silence.
I don't think she's
nothing.
But no, but like as well, like we've just moved to our own channel.
So yeah, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
Bad Canteen. Look it up on YouTube. Follow them. Yeah,
check that out. Yeah. But that's given us a lot more freedom to release more short form videos about like how to make so and so, how to make this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So at the moment, we kind of just have episodes based on food groups. So like we've got a steak episode, egg, burger, mac and cheese, etc. And then we're hoping to like after a while kind of release those recipes in like a short little video of just like how to
it's a great
it.
Idea
yeah like we're hoping
that shit works really well on YouTube. It really does. Mm-hmm. Especially when you add some personality to it.
Yeah
which you guys obviously have.
Yeah, the six of us, we all like wildly different like characters, which is really cool how we all work together like really really well. Like I remember the first day that we met each other and just like we got in the room together and just like
really that's great.
It was weird, like I was talking to Tia, like one of our other members of the Bad Canteen the other night. I'm just saying it's very weird how like I actually like you.
yeah
like yeah. I don't really like people.
Yeah.
And like to be introduced to like five random people and be like, yeah, you're gonna be working with these people for the foreseeable future, it's quite daunting. But like Caleb said, when we was put into that room, we was told to create something and like we was all bouncing off each other so quickly and I was like, this might be all right. And then now we're all madly in love,
aren't we?
That's adorable.
Not for too long.
Your hands are so sweaty.
I prefer the term moist.
I don't. Moist is such a weird word.
There it
moist.
Is.
I don't mind that word, moist.
Moist. I think it depends how you say it.
People moist. Hate it. I don't mind it.
Moist.
Yeah, well, you say it like that. Yeah, now it's a little bit...
It's creepy.
Yeah.
Let's just not dwell on especially that.
So do you guys, are you in charge of like creatively coming up with stuff for the show too? Or
every
like
now you said, and then. Yeah. Yeah. So we
or
have,
do you have writers and shit too? Or?
Yeah. We have a full team behind us where most like ideas come from, but we do have a lot of say. Like the egg episode was kind of Caleb's brainchild. He's very proud of that, aren't you, babe?
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. I do try and come up with a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
Cause
he's our resident director/filmmaker. So this is all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you shoot it or you're.
No. Like. That's like me, my career, like that I want to do,
gotcha.
I want to pursue. So like, I do try and come up with like a lot of things to do just like, cause I'm on a show, like why not? Like,
yeah.
Like perfect for me to like come up with different episodes.
Yeah.
And, like hopefully like soon, hopefully I'll be like able to direct an episode. And sometimes you'll see me in the episode, like pick up a camera and like be shooting as well. Cause like I do a lot of like, yeah, I'm working on a short film at the moment. And like in London, like I do videography and video editing for Nike.
Cool.
For Nike. Nike.
Uh-huh. Big boy.
Right. Big yeah. boy.
Is it, yeah, Nike? Yeah. Is it Nike?
Is it Nike in London?
We call it really? Nike, yeah. But a lot of people are saying Nike and it makes me question
life.
Yeah, it's
Nike in America, yeah.
You are wearing some, so I do
is
trust
it, this
you.
This isn't mine, too. I just found this right there, really? And I put it on. And I was like, this will look cool. I'm going to wear this today.
You got the memo, innit?
Yeah.
Black hoodie gang.
Emo episode.
My hoodie says misery.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm really happy. But yeah, like we're all... Like it's going back to the whole creative side of it, like Caleb was saying, we are all creatives in our own right. So Dam Shack is a DJ.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you what you guys do. You're a stylist, right?
Yeah, I'm a stylist, the resident stylist. I've just started styling the episodes and stuff.
Oh, really?
I let the girls do them.
Okay.
But oh yeah, Caleb, I'm gonna be dressing you from now on. So be nice to me.
I will.
You got Dam Shack, he's a great DJ. He's doing a set tonight if you're free, roll down.
Where?
Silver Lake.
Yeah.
We've got the details somewhere.
Cool.
Carly has them.
Cool.
She'll throw them at you.
Dope.
At some point. We've got Helen. She's a crazy model. She's like been doing stuff in Paris Fashion Week, New York Fashion Week.
She's a crazy model.
Like
she models like, you know, she's schizophrenic or
she's a very good model. English slang. Sorry.
And an amazing writer as well.
Yeah.
Really?
I was getting that. Yeah. So she actually, she's more proud of her writing than her modeling, which amazes me because like the modeling she's done, like I'm sitting there and then I'll see something from like Mason Margiela and it'll just be Helen.
Really?
And it'll be like, oh, hey, Helen.
Vogue, like, Stella McCartney.
Yeah, like I used to work for Top Man and they did like a collection, like this new suiting collection. There was a girl model and then she put up a picture on her Instagram the other day and I was like, oh, wait, I've seen you before. I've seen you. Like, it's weird. Like, she's all over the place. Got Jordan as well, who is just as great. Like, he's a model as well. He's an advocate for albinism. Did I say that right?
I believe so.
Albinism. Is that?
I think that's.
Yeah, yeah. So he's trying to get albinism.
It doesn't sound right, but I feel like it is right. Yeah.
He's albino, right?
Yeah. So he's albino, and he's just trying to make it more of a normal thing because, like, he wants it to be more in mainstream media. So he wants to be an advocate for albinos and try and get that out there, which is amazing. Like the support he's got already,
it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. Yeah. Like generally, it's so good to see us all like kind of reaching our dreams. And then TR is an amazing illustrator. She actually kind of, she did sort of the whole decor for the Bad Canteen. Like she's done all the artwork there. She like spray painted the Bad Canteen sign on the shutters and stuff. Have I missed anyone?
Just me and you, mate.
Well, you've
really talked about ourselves.
Yeah, we've done us.
And how did you guys all come together?
It's a casting process, really. Yeah. Like we all kind of knew of each other. Like I said, like I've been seeing Helen around, Jordan around too. Like we're all kind of friends of the Kyra family. Like we all kind of knew people.
Yeah.
And like, and then we just all kind of got into the casting process and then put in a room. And then we all worked. And I was like, yeah, these guys will do.
Yeah, they made us make like a short film in the room. Like just come up with a film and film it and then we'll watch it back.
No way.
And we just came up with the most dumb idea ever.
It was, it was really dark.
You shot it and edited it.
Not edit, shot it and just like watch it back straight away, just like uncut, like unedited, just like watched it.
That's really funny.
It was so
just. That's a really interesting casting.
Hopefully the world doesn't see it. But no, it was really good because it like, it just helped us gel just instantly. Like when the camera's rolling and you're just told to do your thing. I kind of think it's a nice way of getting to know someone because like we just don't have egos when it comes to stuff like that. As soon as the cameras are on, we become fools.
Yeah.
But that's good though.
No, you guys have great chemistry.
Yeah.
The episodes and everything.
It was surprising, but like, yeah, we all get along very, very, very well.
Lovely surprising. Story.
And how would you describe Kyra TV? This is the channel that I guess owns Bad Canteen, right? Or I guess like it's the umbrella channel.
So like the way we think of it is like, MTV, Bad Canteen's the Pimp My Ride. You know what I mean? Like you got, it's a staple channel and it has its own staple shows. And I think we're just trying to expand it.
I think it's just sort of just like saying that right now, TV's dead. Like, especially, I don't know how much it is in America, but like in England, like no one watches TV. No young people watch TV anymore. Like it's not a thing. Everybody goes home, they go on YouTube, they watch whatever they want.
Yeah.
So like Kyra is like an online TV channel just pushing out some of the best like shows and just like trying to think outside the box on what people really, really like. So they have PAQ, which is like a streetwear show, and they have like Greatness, which is like an adventure slash like travel show, and then you have Us, which is like a cooking show, but it's all catering towards
and many more
soon to come.
Yeah. But we're all like, it's all catering towards like young people and this whole sort of like this whole group of like, I don't know, this age of Gen Zs, what they call
Gen
it.
Yeah.
Who all just go home and just watch YouTube now. And, and like YouTube stars are like the
new stars.
Yeah, even like millennials, us. Yeah. Like people my age. Like
exactly.
Like you've got people like Will Smith, Kevin Hart with their own YouTube channels. Like even like
Bigger, you gotta watch Will Smith's YouTube channel.
His
amazing.
Have you guys been watching that? It's good, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's good. It's inspirational.
Weirdly like inspiring. I was like, what the fuck? This is gonna be corny as shit. And I turned it on and I was like, I was crying after the first I wasn't, but I was like, dude, Will Smith is first of all awesome. Real charismatic dude. Second of all, so inspiring.
Yeah, 100%.
For no reason. There's no reason he should have a YouTube channel. He doesn't have to.
Exactly.
But it's just, I don't know.
I just like Caleb was saying, it's just content's moving to YouTube now.
Yeah.
And the fact that you've got A-list celebrities like Will Smith, who doesn't actually, he could just not work a day for the rest of his life and still be living like a king.
Exactly.
But the fact that he's still going and doing that shows that we're doing the right thing. YouTube's the place to be.
Yeah. Is it? Do you guys like having a show on YouTube in the sense where you can like actually connect with people, read the comments? Like, I feel like it's much more intimate in that way, where you're, it's like the you know, the wall between you and your fans is so much less than traditional media, where it's like, if you have a show, you have no idea what the fuck people, you know, on Twitter, search the, just see what people are thinking about it. And YouTube, it's like people are commenting right under the episode what they thought. Is that like cool for you guys?
Yeah, especially I think for shows on Kyra as well, because we don't get much negativity like at all, like in the comments. It's
I do.
Scott, your negativity isn't negativity.
I love it. Coming, guys.
He gets like asked to like try like the most crazy shit. Like,
no, like someone told me to drink bleach. That's not something that I can come back from. You know what I mean?
I get compared to weird people as well. I got compared to DJ Premier.
This guy looks like
Steve
Frozone.
Frozone.
It's Incredibles. This is Frozone. Where is my super suit? Please say that and look at the camera.
I'm not going to do that for you.
You can do it just once.
Just once.
Oh, wait. I got to stop filming. Hold on one second.
I'm not doing it. Where's my super suit? Where's my super suit?
You've got it. You should have put more enthusiasm in it.
Yeah, it was like
I'm
half
enthusiastic that, about it.
Like a half
that
tempt,
was it.
But
you were fighting to do it, and you just did it. And then let's move on. Yeah.
Incredibles 2, though, coming out soon, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it this year?
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
Like summer this year, right?
I believe so.
Took a while.
So yeah, what are other comments like? What do they say about everyone else? It's mostly positive, you mean?
Yeah. It's a lot of like people Tia's absolutely wink. Adore Tia.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really?
People across the world are in love with her.
Will like eat glass for her. Like, will do anything just like, to see her wink.
Yeah.
Like, people love Shaq's laugh and his MF Doom ring. I love it too.
Yeah.
It's great. People tell Caleb to calm down quite a lot, I think. Is that a thing? I've seen one or two where it's like, Caleb needs to just chill.
Oh, yeah. When I get angry when I lose. When I get stressed when I lose. That's when people tell me to chill. But like,
it's mostly positive, yeah. Like,
yeah.
For you guys.
Helen gets like a lot of... Helen got that scarf thing that like everyone was just like, oh, like, why are you wearing the German scarf, that German football team? Helen's half German. So everyone just like, there was a bare random comment just like, why are you wearing this scarf for? It's like, first of all, it's a scarf.
Sorry, that's just the FBI listening to everything we're saying.
Okay.
But yeah, like it's mostly positive things. Like people just saying that they love the show.
That's weirdly, like that's weird for YouTube. I feel like YouTube is like pretty negative. I don't know. A lot of my comments are pretty positive too, but like I just think in general, like over the entire YouTube landscape is pretty negative just because.
You got them YouTube warriors.
Yeah.
Fighting their battles.
But I feel like if you're doing genuine stuff and you're putting out good things and staying sincere, people are going to respond positively to
exactly.
that.
Exactly. If you just put out positivity, like more time you're going to get positivity like thrown back at you.
Yeah.
It doesn't always happen, but you know, some people just like hate just everything.
But I think you need the yang to the yin, man. Like I think negativity is always, it's always a good thing too.
Motivator?
I love it. I love that I can live my life and someone's angry about it. You know what I mean? Like
to a certain degree though. Until like you can have haters for sure.
Yeah, no.
But you know, there's certain people where like everybody hates them, and then you're like, well, maybe you're doing something wrong in that case.
I don't want to get to that level, no. It keeps me strong.
Yeah.
But no, like it is, like we keep saying, like, it is generally positive, and it is really good to see. Like, they did kind of say, like, don't really read into comments when we start making it, but then, like,
but like the DMs that you get and stuff like that, yeah, like really, really nice. Like on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like all the messages that we get sent, like people just saying that they love the show or...
Yeah, like...
Or it's just like, what jacket are you wearing? Like in that episode, like
that
this
a lot.
Second.
A lot of people like, ask where this jacket's from. This is Mason Margiela. It's women's wear. So just look at some women's stuff. Sorry, man, I just had to do that because I get so many messages about this one.
It's dope. It's a dope jacket.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
How did you get into styling and like, are you just naturally just fly as fuck?
Yeah. No. I don't know. It all started. I put on a pair of skinny jeans when I was like 14 and I don't know, my life changed. Like, I'm not going to lie. I started doing...
Just suffocated your balls.
That's what you're doing.
Exactly. That is the key to success, guys. Yeah. Keister. Mm-hmm. That's the wrong word, but we'll move on.
Keisters.
Jesus.
Still the wrong word.
Yeah, it's very wrong word. But no, like I used to be a VM, so a visual merchandiser in Top Man. And then from there, I did personal styling in another Top Man in Oxford Street in London. And I just really like, I don't know, there's something really nice about meeting someone and just giving them a new look or just helping them, talking about their like style and stuff. Like, I don't know, like, I find it very artistic. It's a very artistic process.
Oh, it is,
and I think like you can reflect who you are as a person and the way you dress. Like today when I woke up, I wasn't in a great mood. So I wore all black and a hoodie that says misery.
It says misery. But like, I'm going to go pretty literal with today's outfit.
But, you know, I've perked up, so I might change clothes in a bit. But no, like it's something I've always been really interested in. And I just like it on a personal connection. I like to get to know people. And I feel like once, I don't know, I feel like clothes is a very personal thing. Mm-hmm. And you can break down barriers a lot quicker with people. And yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
You can get to know people a lot by like what they wear.
Yeah.
And like just the way they carry themselves when they're wearing it and stuff like that. So like clothing is essential for like when, like to like portray who you are, what type of person you are. Because it does give that look to people.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But my main tip is confidence.
So no matter what you wear, just
legit, you can wear anything. Like yesterday I was walking around Beverly Hills in a dressing gown covered in love hearts and I was rocking it. Just because if you're confident in what you wear, it doesn't matter what you're wearing or how you look, the confidence is enough for people to respect you.
Okay. So and like assless chaps and
Man, go all out. Anything? Put a firework up there, light it. You know, wear a cowboy hat.
Let it jiggle.
Like legit, do you. As long as you're confident about it, you'll go far.
Dope. It's a good tip. Mm-hmm. Take that, you guys. Like you, I want one of these hoodies.
Nah, man, you can't get that.
No? Is it only for Kyra?
I could barely get one, to be fair.
Damn, that's dope. Yes. Yes. There we go. Special treatment.
We know you have a history with Kyra, so we respect you.
Yeah.
Give you Kyra.
Dope.
Got
dope,
Kyra
dope.
Socks as well.
Dope.
I lost mine.
I lost one of the... I'm wearing one at the moment and I thought the other one was it. It's just a random white sock.
So pretty much my director just stole all my socks. Yeah, that's a shout. Like we took all our washing out and yesterday I would come in and he was sorting all his socks and I thought, oh, that's really nice. He's sorting my socks for me. And then I come back and they were all gone. And I was like, where are the socks? And he's like, I don't know. Are yours not in the other room?
I sorted them, but then I stole them.
So sorry if my feet smell.
I was going to say some.
There was a whiff.
How do you guys like LA?
Oh.
What is that? Oh, are those socks?
Throw it. Throw it. Just come in. And a chocolate bar.
No way.
A Kyra chocolate bar.
Holy fuck.
Plug in.
Yeah.
This is dope. Should we break into this right now? Or I guess.
I'm really hungry, so I'm just going to say yes.
It's up to you, man. Like,
yeah, let's do it.
That's some high quality.
Some celebratory. Is this high quality? Whoa, this is like.
Yeah.
Mate, it's solid gold.
How do you even get those made? That's amazing.
I don't even know. I've been meaning to ask them when they get all their stuff made.
This is dope.
Oh, thank you very much.
Chocolate.
Thanks.
A little chocolate. See, how do you guys like LA? Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, it's fine, man. No worries. I love it. I ain't leaving. I've decided.
Even today?
I don't mind it, man. I find rain very peaceful.
I came yesterday.
Oh, did you?
So I haven't seen much.
You got to tell them about that.
Oh, yeah. Mm. So I came to surprise these guys. Mm-hmm. So it was only him, Tia, and Shaq that were out here. And I was speaking to like the director quite a bit and they're like, yeah, keep like this week like free so that you can come and surprise these guys. And it's like very, very last minute. I was doing a lot of work in the UK and then literally the day on Wednesday, they were like, and my visa came through, got approved. And they're just like, can you come tomorrow? I was just like, okay. And I was just like packing my shit like straight away. Mm. And it's snowing in London, like terrible snow. So it's like all train delays, like everything was delayed. And I had to rush to the airport and then finally make it on the plane, come over here and I have to hide upstairs for like an hour.
Oh, no way.
These guys like doing the outro for like the episode they just did. Like, and I just come in and surprise them. Everyone just like freaks out.
On camera?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Everyone freaks out except for Scott, who just immediately says, you're not staying in my room.
Guess what room you're staying in?
Your room? Just to spite him?
Oh, yeah. I've decided to kill him. I might move out.
Do it, man.
I'm still using the shower in the terrace. Why? I'm going to go into the guest house.
Tell me about that house. That shit looks nuts.
Yo,
yeah, it's...
I swear it's haunted. Like, I went into the... Is the outhouse?
The guest house.
The guest house yesterday. Mm. And I went up the stairs with Damshak. You're showing me around. I was like, okay, cool. And there was literally just a door with a white sheet over it just flapping. Like, it was just like a dark room. And
no,
just
don't
like,
say that. That's where I'm going to sleep tonight.
He just ran out of there. I've heard lots of rumors about it. But it just looks like a really freaky
it's
house.
Fucking it's fucking scary. It took me a week to be able to sleep with my light off.
No way, really?
My room is so freaky.
How long have you been here for?
About, I'd say, nearly 2 weeks
now.
Oh,
wow.
So I'm pretty much, you know, I'm living that lifestyle. I'm used to LA.
Yeah, LA life, easy, man. You know. Just easygoing, super chill.
Except for the traffic.
Nothing's and really super that chill about LA.
Like the Uber Eats. Super chill. But
that house is, I feel like they like do like porn shoots in there. Or like they just like kill people. Definitely.
Don't say kill people, man.
Okay. But white sheet, just there.
It's they're knocking it down as well.
Really?
So like I think we're one of the last tenants. I think there's a couple of people staying after us, but we've just been seeing random people on the grounds, like with paperwork, and like we don't know who they are. But we've been told that they're building a whole new mansion on top of it. So that freaks me out even more because it's like the ghosts are going to be restless.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, maybe they're tearing it down because of the ghosts. Probably.
They ain't going to leave though.
True.
I always hear like door slamming and just like people. I just hear noises of people like talking. I go downstairs and there's no one.
Yeah, but I think that's just people. Like it's such a big house that like you can go downstairs while someone's downstairs and not actually bump into them.
Yeah.
Which is quite freaky because you hope there's someone you know, but what if it's not?
Yeah. Yeah, the Jesus fucking Christ. And wasn't the NBA All-Star party there?
Yeah.
Right before you guys got there?
They kicked some guy out. Is it Chef?
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. Yeah,
that's what Carly was telling me.
Chef Curry.
Steph Curry was at the house.
Yeah, they kicked him out.
What the hell?
Like, when we got into the house, there was like burn marks in the sofas, like the beds were broken, Lord knows why.
just jumping on them probably.
Yeah, probably having a slumber party, you know, pillow fights and all that.
Yeah. Standard NBA party stuff.
There was like mirrors on boxes, obviously, you know,
to look at yourself
because if you're an NBA player you gotta look good.
Yeah,
there was like a pile of sick that I'm selling on eBay. I think it's Michael Jordan's. It'll be in the link. but yeah, no, we heard that they kicked him out, and it was just interesting.
Steph, isn't he like the nicest guy in the NBA?
Yeah,
what did he do to get
and like the most
out?
Innocent, I think.
Yeah.
Must be a camera
Sneaky
thing.
Mama jamma.
Yeah, man, he's got him. It's probably somewhere on the grounds.
His
in
wife
bush.
Does cooking as well, doesn't she?
Yep.
That's why I said Chef
Curry. Should try and get her on the show. Is it Aisha?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Aisha Curry?
Yeah.
If you're watching.
Hey, Aisha, if you're watching, Bad Canteen wants you on. And I want you on the podcast too.
Yeah, why not?
Sure, why not? Why the fuck not?
We can ask what your husband was doing.
At that party. Yeah. Well,
let's not out the man.
Everyone on the show, let's not.
He's already been kicked out. Is that enough?
All right. Thank you guys for coming on. I appreciate it. I'm pumped for this rattlesnake we're about to eat.
I blocked that out. I've got a belly full of grasshoppers. So
wait, I want to hear, how are the grasshoppers?
You know what, man? They weren't that bad.
Yeah.
But it's just the crunch and the you eat it and like for a good 2 hours after you can just feel legs.
No way.
In your teeth, down your throat. Like, have you seen Bug's Life? The film, there's like a grasshopper that's stuck on a cliff and its arm gets cut off and his arm's still attached to the cliff.
Yeah.
That is very much a real thing. the cliff was my tooth and the arm is probably still there. But
is that the grossest thing you've had to eat?
No, I've eaten lamb's testicles.
That was the funniest thing ever.
What?
Yeah, man.
Where?
In Woolwich, back in London.
Bad Canteen.
We cooked them up. Our producer fried them up. This boy was trying to cook them too.
We were like frying them
but
up.
But he was trying to stuff them in a pepper or something.
Yeah, he was trying to make them look fancy.
We had a paprika.
Yeah.
I actually was. And we tried to like, we cook it up for him and then like, our producer like puts it on the plate and when he puts it on, it bounces like
oh
off.
My God.
And then I'm like in the kitchen juggling these testicles to try and keep them off the ground.
That's awful.
And he tried it and he said, what do you
and it was
it,
good?
Right?
It really, it tastes like turkey, man.
Really?
The thing is that really ruined it for me is that the consistency, because there's veins in there, obviously. You'd be chewing into it, it'd be very soft. And then you get into something that your tooth would just bounce off of. And I just had to swallow it whole.
And wasn't there like a pubic hair like sticking
out? There was
out?
A pube as well. The aftertaste was just unreal. Like,
you ate a sheep's pube.
I believe I have.
with the testicles.
You know what? I'd do it over grasshopper any day. Like,
that's the perfect note to end the book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd eat a lamb testicle over grasshopper any day.
If you ever have the choice between eating a sheep's pube and a grasshopper, go with the pube.
Yeah.
All right. And that's the lesson of today's podcast. Thank you guys for joining us. Check out Bad Canteen on YouTube. And what are your guys' Instagrams?
Mine's at directed by Kumiko, KUMIKO.
Good thing you spelled that because I never know how to do it. Mine's at CRUSCO_CRUSCO_. Banging. I just copied you. I felt like I had to spell it out.
Fair enough, man.
Let's go eat some damn rattlesnake.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Sweet.